either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Sadaqallahu al-azim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in His glorious speech, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you want to count and enumerate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, La tuhsuha, then it is impossible. 24 hours, we are the recipients of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, night and day, without even realizing. And so, with this verse in front of us, we also do shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah gave us the tawfiq to complete the 99 beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so bifazlillahi ta'ala, from the name Allah until the end as-sabur, we did the dars and the commentary of all of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept that and make it a means of sadaqah jariyah for all of us. And inshaAllah ta'ala, may it be a means of guidance for everyone also. After the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the past few days I have been thinking, what subject should we touch? What topic should we touch? A lot of mashwara has been given. MashaAllah, I have in front of me a team which I call the Purana Sathis. I recall from the time I started imamat here in this very beautiful masjid. MashaAllah. And this again is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've always had a group of youth that are so regular, always here, mashallah. And Allah give them jazai khair. And lots of dua for them, for their istiqamat. This is incredible, mashallah, for them to come all the time. So a lot of mashwira is given, but then I felt that perhaps the right combination would be, as the month of Ramadan is also coming, just to touch on also the names given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we spoke about the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first part is La ilaha illallah. And then going into any other topic would be fine also, but perhaps the names that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran and in the hadith, that describe His beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this would be something that is good. And so my wife often looks at me and says that, you know, why are you so not in the mood, should I say, not depressed. Don't like to say depressed, it's too heavy. But not in the mood. And so sometimes I'm not in the mood and I'm thinking all the time, ke bhai, what am I going to talk about? You know, a lady perhaps she has to think all the time what I'm going to cook if she is going to cook, if she is going to cook, that is, nowadays it's a question if she is going to cook. But for the imam, of course, you know, every Friday, what am I going to talk about? And it has to be prepared, it has to be something that holds benefit to myself and also to the community, and everything must be spoken with ikhlas for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what should we talk about? So that in itself is also a very difficult task, because it's an ocean. And so alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in the heart, just, you know, sitting, and said, no, talk about Asma'un Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Talk about the names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so inshallah ta'ala, we will try to cover as much as we can some of the titles that are in the Quran and some of the names that are given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also in the hadith, and just to touch on some of the related seerah in connection to the name that is given to our Nabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qadi Ayaz rahmatullah alayh has written a masterpiece work in the biography of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in that kitab you will see that there is this great love that flows when you read Qadi Ayaz's kitab Ash-Shifa. An incredible name that he chooses also. Ash-Shifa means that cure. Shifa, cure that is given by the name or by the seerah and the personality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he writes this very beautiful kitab. I remember that in the early days of my imamate here, we would do the dars of Qazi Ayaz's masterpiece work Shifa in the month of Ramadan after Fajr. So some of you might even remember that. So we actually covered the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In there he says something amazing. And he says that the more you know about that person who is your beloved, the more you know about that person who is your beloved, the more information that you have about him, the more Allah will open your heart and will give you ikhlas in solidifying your love for him. In solidifying your love for him. So we have to also know everything about this incredible human being, the most beautiful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is my Nabi, your Nabi, our Nabi, and that Nabi who is named as Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah ta'ala, if we can touch also, beginning with the titles and the names that are given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously, there is no doubt, the ulama have mentioned that there is a consensus, there is a consensus and ijma' that the name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Muhammad. What is the name? Muhammad. That is the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for the ummah, we know him and name him by this name as Muhammad. And this is the ijma'. There are other names, of course, in the Quran. We will look into that. We will touch that later on. But we begin with the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the name Muhammad also. The name Muhammad also comes. When you look at the Quran, it is very, very unique. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has named Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there as Muhammad. But nowhere in the Quran will you find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has directly spoken to him, in a sense that the khitab to exclaim would be Ya Muhammad. To be Ya Muhammad. Ya Muhammad is nowhere to be found in the Quran. Ya Muhammad is nowhere to be found in the Quran. You will find other names. But Ya Muhammad is not there. Muhammad is there, but Ya Muhammad is not there. Baat samjhe? Muhammad is there, of course, but Ya Muhammad is not in the Quran. And just for us to understand that when you have respect for somebody, you will not call them by their first name directly. So if your father's name is Yusuf, you won't say, Yusuf, listen to me. Nobody says that. But he's your father. So what will you call him? Abbaji. What will you call him? Abbaji. Ya Abati. My father. Ya Abi. Whatever. All these names. You know the kids that are here, please, mashallah, don't get me wrong, bring your kids, mashallah, the masjid is Riyadhul Jannah, but don't let them loose. You know, when I'm speaking, a lot of the time they move around and it just moves my distraction. So for the parents that are here, please, if you bring your kids, your children, keep them, no problem, but make sure there's not a lot of movement. A lot of the children just move around, and when we don't say nothing, sometimes things get carried away. Even today I'm giving khutbah, Jumu'ah, and there's a child that is running. And people don't realize that it disturbs you. And people nowadays, parents are so carefree minded people, you know, they think, but this is such a small masjid, bhai. You know, so have adab, ihtaram of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not a masjid. In Jummah, kids are running. In khutbah, the kid is running, the child is running. Remember, khutbah. So please, my brothers, mashallah, you know, we don't restrict our children from coming. Bring them. We want them to come to the house of Allah. There is no problem. But supervise them properly. What is it? Supervise them properly. When we have the non-Muslim children that come to visit the masjid, the amount of discipline that you will see amongst the non-Muslims and the teachers reminding the children that you are in a place of worship, boys, no messing around, and the children will be so quiet, and these are very young children that come to see the masjid. Ajeeb, mashallah, and these are non-Muslims. And the last group that I had was a teacher. She had this unique way of giving a command, and the children downstairs were really talking and making a lot of noise, and I looked at them, I said, oh ho bhai, ye sab tufani log lagte hai aaj. But the teacher, what she did this. What did she do? I'm looking at her. And then the other teachers saw her and they all did this. And every child started doing this, and this means be quiet. Lift your hands up and be quiet. Just by one finger, one hand going up, everybody disciplined. I says, wow, mashallah. This is another way, another art of taking control, subhanallah. And just do this and everybody will listen. So I'm not going to do that. I leave it to you people, mashallah. Otherwise you'll think it is time for namaz. So it is not time for namaz. We are going to be covering the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So if somebody is very honorable, your father, your mother, your elder brother, your uncles, generally, we will never call them by name. Even somebody who is a professional individual, koi imam hoga, imam sahab, mauli sahab, doctor sahab, all of these titles generally that we give. And if somebody is just a good friend of yours, we'll say, bhai, my brother. And so this is out of respect. If you look at the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is khaliq, and everything else is makhluk, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in addressing other prophets, has mentioned their names and has said, Ya Zakariya, O Zakariya. Ya Musa, O Musa. Ya Harun, O Harun. Ya Adam, O Adam. Ya Maryam, O Maryam. And so you will find so many prophets, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken to them directly in this manner as Ya. Listen to me, O my Nabi. Ya Ibrahim, O Ibrahim. Ya Nuh, O Nuh. But when it comes to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the ulama have mentioned the love, the ikram, the distinction, the difference between Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the rest of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, that Allah has never mentioned his name by name saying, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad. And that is honor, as Qazi Ayyad rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, there are other titles that are in the Quran, Ya Ayyuhal Muddassir, Ya Ayyuhal Muzammil, Taha, Yasin, and other names. But these are titles. These are titles that are given to Rasul, attributes of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but never directly for someone to say Ya Muhammad, for someone to say Ya Muhammad. That is why even when we read Durood Sharif, we have a habit of reading a Durood Sharif in which there is adab, in which there is adab. And that adab is by first saying Allahumma. What is it? Allahumma. A durood that has the name Allahumma in it has got adab, that, O Allah, we are not even worthy of taking the name of our Nabi, but we are taking your name, and with your name we are sending salawat. What is it? With your name we are sending salawat. One is, As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Wait. Never mind anything else. But the adab is that, are you worthy? Are you worthy enough? And that is why we read the term Allahumma, that Allah, with your name we are sending the salawat. That is why in Durood Ibrahim, Durood starts with Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim. So the name Muhammad comes in the Quran. And so the name Muhammad comes in the Quran in Suratul Fatah. Suratul Fatah, verse number 29, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Here, very clearly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, in case somebody might say, where is it in the Quran that Muhammad is the Rasul of Allah? Where is in the Quran that Muhammad is the Rasul of Allah? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly mentioned this in the Quran. Muhammadur Rasulullah in Suratul Fath, verse 29. Muhammadur Rasulullah, that Muhammad is the Rasul of Allah. Here we see the name Muhammad coming. And in the next ayat, Allah also addresses and speaks of his companions. Speaks of his companions. I have a man who is from Nigeria. Where is he from? Nigeria. And he wants to talk to me, but sometimes we have a problem when I'm free, he's not free. When he's free, I'm not free, and things like that. But he's a Shia Muslim. What is he? And he is studying Shiism by this Sheikh, I don't know. And he is having like a debate and a dialogue. So I was telling him that the team that Allah gave his Nabi is the best team. What is it? Best team. That Nabi who was awaited for, that Nabi who was awaited for, Allah will give him the best team. It's only natural to have the best team, right? The best companions were given to him. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ آمنوا والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of all the companions here, but this is not our topic. But with his name Risalat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not dismiss also the mentioning of his companions. And so all of the companions are also mentioned here. So here we see the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also coming. In another chapter, the name Muhammad comes in Surah Muhammad. In Surah. Brothers, do we also know that there is a surah that is named Muhammad? There is a surah that is named Muhammad, mashallah. After Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now in this surah, the second verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something very amazing. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who believe, as in those who have iman, and they do good deeds. But that is still not good enough. those who have iman and they do good deeds. The Quran is saying, wait, that is still not good enough. You have iman and you do good deeds. Allah says, وَآمَنُوا بِمَا نُزِّلَ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ وَآمَنُوا بِمَا نُزِّلَ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. And then, most importantly, is that you bring iman upon everything that is revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only do you bring iman, but you testify that whatever my Nabi has said, it is haq from his Rabb. It is haq, it is the truth from his Lord. Sometimes you will find that we pick and choose, oh, okay, I don't like this ruling, I don't like this ruling, I don't like this ruling. We have to be very careful. Because if it is something that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, then you are going against the ayat of the Quran. This breaks your iman. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly mentioned that you bring iman upon Allah, that is good. You do good deeds, that is good. But most importantly, you have to bring iman upon my Nabi and everything that is revealed to him. وَهُوَ الْحَقْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. And that is the truth from his Lord. That whatever Allah gave him, that is haq. كَفَّرَ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَأَصْلَحَ بَالَهُمْ. And if a person has that relationship with iman and Islam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَفَّرَ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. Allah will write off his evil deeds. What will Allah do? Allah will write off his evil deeds and set aright, وَأَصْلَحَ بَالَهُمْ, and set aright for him his state of affairs. His state of affairs. Uski halat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the wrong right for him. So that is how important it is to be connected to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, number two. Number three, the name of Muhammad is mentioned in Surah Ahzab, verse number 40. Verse number 40. Kaun si ayah? 40th ayah. Ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadim min rijalikum, walakin Rasulullah. Ma kana, Muhammad is not the father of any of your men folks. Hazrat Zaid was very close to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People started saying Zaid bin Muhammad, Zaid ibn Muhammad. The Quran was revealed, no. Only the biological children are the children of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is the father, but not of you men folks. Ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadim min rijalikum. And then the fourth place where the name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned is in Surah Ali Imran. Surah Ali Imran, verse number 144. Wama Muhammadun illa Rasul. That Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. These were the verses that were read by Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away. So these are the four places where the name Muhammad is mentioned. But other than that, always Allah has mentioned his Nabi with very beautiful titles. Very, very beautiful. Honorary titles are given to Nabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, if we look into the Arabic making of the word Muhammad, Muhammad is a word in which there is a certain quality that remains forever. And so, for an example, the house which is the Muslim place of worship, the Muslim place of worship, it is called a masjid. What is it? Masjid comes from the root words sajada. What is it? Sajada. And sajada means to do sajda. And what does sajda mean? To put your nose and you put your forehead down. That is sajda. What does sajda mean? To put your nose and you put your forehead down. That is sajda. And this sajda is so beloved to Allah Paak that Allah has made sajda farz, obligatory, twice in every rakat. Twice in every rakat. And Because of that posture, Allah has named the Muslim place of worship masjid. So masjid means a place where people are doing sajda. What does it mean? Masjid means a place where people are doing sajda. Zarfe makan. It is a place where people are doing sajda. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, of course it is made from the passive particle of the scale, bab taf'il, hammada. And it actually means hammadtuhu tahmidan. And ulama have mentioned that the word Muhammad comes from the fa'l verb, which is humida, which is humida. And humida means the quality of praise is inside Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Muhammad means that person who is always praised. What is he? Muhammad means that person who is. So when a person says Muhammad, it means I testify and accept that he is praiseworthy. What does Muhammad mean? I testify and accept that he is praiseworthy. That is why when the kuffar were mocking Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam and when they gave him names, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to his companions, look how Allah has removed this mockery out from me. They want to call me something that is madhmoom, something that is detested, but they have no choice. They call me Muhammad and they are praising me. So Muhammad actually means I testify that he is the most praiseworthy. What is he? The most praiseworthy. And that is why also in the hadith it comes. In the hadith it comes. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that an Aliyin radiyallahu ta'ala an nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam iza sammaytumul walada muhammadan faakrimuhu. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is another narration also that try to name your children Muhammad. Try to name your children Muhammad. Because in naming your children Muhammad, it attracts the rahmat of Allah. The name Muhammad, what does it do? It attracts the rahmat of Allah. How many people are named Muhammad in this audience today? Anybody? Lift up your hands, please. Hi, hi, bhai, like the teacher. Mashallah, 1, 2, 3, 4. Mashallah, quite a few people are Muhammad. So Muhammad is a very, very beautiful name. There have been scholars who have always named their children Muhammad. So the father was Muhammad, son Muhammad. Son named his child Muhammad. Muhammad ibn Muhammad ibn Muhammad ibn Muhammad ibn Muhammad ibn Muhammad. And this legacy goes on. And some preferred Muhammad ibn Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Ahmad, and this goes on. Subhanallah. That is why Sheikh Yusuf Mutala, our Ustad and the Muhtamim of Darul Ulum Bari and generally Ustazul Kul, all of the scholars, he is the teacher. His brother, Maulana Abdul Rahim Mutala, who used to run an institute in Zambia, Chipata. Mashallah, he worked a lot with the locals there. He had so much adab of the name Muhammad that in his entire life, he never took the name Muhammad, but only in the state of wudu. Halaki, this was not something of any fiqhi mas'ala. You don't even need wudu for durood, according to the masla. But this was adab. Never ever in his life did he take the name Muhammad. In his family, some of his grandchildren were named as Muhammad. And when he did not have wudu, he would refrain and abstain from calling them Muhammad. He would not say. And he would give them another name and then he would do wudu and call them with that name. Subhanallah. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا سَمَّيْتُمُ الْوَلَدَ مُحَمَّدْ, when you have named your child Muhammad, فَأَكْرِمُوهُ فَأَكْرِمُوهُ, then show honor to them. Then show honor to them. وَوَسِّعُوا لَهُ فِي الْمَجْلِسِ, and if they come in a gathering, make space for them. Make space for them. وَلَا تَقْبِحُوا لَهُ وَجْهًا, and don't dishonor them. Don't dishonor them. There is one hadith, very ajeeb. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you have somebody in the family whose name is Muhammad, he opens the door of rizq for you, and such is the attraction, pulling the rahmat of Allah, that even the neighbors benefit from him. Even the neighbors benefit from him. That is the power just in the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is, if you have named your name, that name after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, okay, you've named him for somebody else. So my dada was Muhammad, so I'm going to call him Muhammad. But your dada was Muhammad because of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make the right intention. Make the right intention. Then there is one hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day of Qiyamah, two people will be presented to Allah. One's name will be Ahmad, the other person's name will be Muhammad. Ahmad and Muhammad. And they will be people who did not do any good in dunya, no good deeds at all. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give his judgment and will say that, give them jannat, give them jannat. And they will say that, we never prayed salah, we did not do nothing, and yet Allah is giving us jannat. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell them that, I am giving you Jannah because I have taken it upon myself to honor the name of my Nabi. To honor the name of my Nabi. So, but at the same time, somebody who is Muhammad should not think that, you know what, I can do whatever I want to do. You know, I am like the Sahaba has given a certificate, Allah is pleased with me. No, no, no. Nobody should think like that. Nobody should think. This is just virtue. What is it? Virtue. This is the prerogative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then to conclude, a man whose name is Muhammad will be presented to Allah Pak. Allah will say to him, did you not have any shame in disobeying me? Did you not have any haya in disobeying me? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, you did not have any shame in disobeying me, but I have got haya in punishing you because your name is Muhammad. Because your name is Muhammad. So alhamdulillah, as many children as you can, name them after the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is great, great barakat when we name our children after Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, inshallah ta'ala, this name that was given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, historically, did anybody else have that name, and how this name was given to Huzur alayhi salam? We will look into that into the next session also. Inshallah, Allah give us all jazai khair. We must have a connection with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we must read a lot of salawat and durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At least 200 times in a day. At least. How long does it take? 200 durood? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 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 5 times 5 is?
25.
Ji?
5 times
25. 25. Kitne hue? 50. By adding another two segments to your three. 25. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And read it again two times. How much is that? 100. And do it again the third and fourth time. It will take you 4 minutes. How many minutes waiting?
4 minutes.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you have no time, this is a very short durood. But at least stay connected with our Nabi. The minimum we do is we should give our Nabi how many durood? And so the youth that is there to my right, boys, are you listening to me? How many durood are we going to read? Huh? How many? Amir Saab, 200? Yusuf Saab? 200? And everybody here, mashallah? The youth especially? The youth, when they read, and when durood is given by the youth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the malaika, these are the youth and the ummah, the young batch of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they are reading durood upon my Nabi. And for generations Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them. Allah give us all the tawfiq. So 2-3 minutes inshallah if you close your eyes and let us purify the heart and do muraqabah, cleanse the heart inshallah ta'ala. Thori der ke liye. So if you concentrate, mashallah, the heart is always beating. Think that it is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this zikr is a zikr sirri. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.